Radio.
Saint Beat.
We're going to start out the morning here live, speaking with Ryan Jordan of Saint Pete Run Fest. The Run Fest will be coming up in mid-November. Another big St. Petersburg weekend, and this morning Ryan is gathering many of the sponsors in a really unique venue that we'll tell you about in a few minutes. But Ryan, let's kind of set the scene for 2019 St. Pete Run Fest.
Yeah, we're excited. We're here at Webb Cellar, which is the new facility part of Green Bench, which is also part of Run Fest this year, which we're super excited about. Nathan, the owner, showed us this space, gosh, now a few months back, and I just fell in love with it and said, we need to showcase this and get, you know, our sponsors and partners together. So we're getting together this morning. It's a beautiful morning. RunFest now is 35 days away, as hard as that is to believe for some of us. And the good news is we're getting wonderful support. Right now, the event, you know, if we look at why we're doing this, is to get people up and active and running and into our beautiful city. And this year, we look like we're going to grow the event by about 20%, which means we'll have 6,500-plus runners in our beautiful city in 35 days, which we're super excited about. And, of course, you know, raising a ton of money for the St. Pete Free Clinic, which I know, Joe, is near and dear to your heart as well and to many of us here in St. Pete. So the Transamerica Miles for Meals program is in full effect. So as if you haven't signed up yet, there's still some time to get out and run, get active, and also raise money, because we're donating 20 cents per mile for everyone that runs. So our goal is to donate over 4,000 meals to those in our community that could use them.
Let's break into just a few of the details in terms of what's going to happen when this year.
Sure. Yeah. So this is now, like I said, 35 days out, which is 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So that's November 15th through the 17th. The 15th is going to be the kickoff to the event. We're going to have our ribbon cutting. We're going to have the Urban Gypsies out playing some awesome music. And this is going to be between the Mahaffey Theater and the Dolly Museum. That's where our Wellness Expo, with over 50-plus vendors, makers, with some of the latest and greatest in health and wellness, plus just some really cool products to come check out. So it's a real festival vibe. That's on the 15th, which is Friday afternoon. On Saturday is when the races kick off. So we're going to have 10K starting off the running schedule, and that will be at 7 a.m. on November 16th, followed by the 5K at 8:45. And then the kiddos get their chance at 10:30, and they get to run through Al Lang Stadium again this year, which is super cool, with all of the proceeds going to Gold Together Pediatric Cancer Research, too. So it's a good cause. Get the kids out and running, and that's Saturday, November 16th. And, of course, we're going to have the expo going, the festival going all weekend, right downtown. And then on Sunday, November 17th, is the big boy. That's the half marathon, the Three Daughters half marathon, which kicks off 7 a.m. on Sunday, November 17th.
Well, it'll be a big event. I know all the information and registration information is out on the website.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, stpeterunfest.org. We still have some spots left. Our challenges this year, which we changed the schedule up a little bit to get those that really love to challenge themselves over the weekend. So the Tortuga Triple is a new one this year, which is all three. So this guy's going to be running all weekend and celebrating with us at an epic party at the end. We still have a few spots left there, but if you're interested in doing one of the challenges, I say sign up soon, because we're almost at capacity.
Ryan, we'll be talking a lot more with you in the weeks to come, in the 35 days to come, and of course we'll be broadcasting live from the expo on Friday afternoon as well of St. Pete Run Fest. Thanks, Ryan Jordan.
Thanks, Joe.
Terrific. We mentioned that we are at Webb City Cellar.
Nathan Stonecipher.
Bench is a St. Pete Run Fest sponsor in 2019, but rather than focusing on RunFest, let's focus on this really cool facility that I've just taken a quick walk around. I'm looking forward to the tour. But tell us about what you have here. I understand it opened in March.
Sure. We were fortunate enough to open this new space in March, April of 2019. And for us, it was really a matter of giving the community something different, something unique, show them that we're continually trying to push the envelope with what we do here at Green Bench, and hopefully give back a little bit. We've been so fortunate to have the great support of the people who live here and also the people who travel here from far away. And this was our chance to give them an even better experience while they're tasting our beer.
Yeah. Well, you picked an interesting name for it, Webb City. Comment on the significance of that.
Sure. We're big fans of St. Petersburg history, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we try to embrace it as much as we can. What we loved about the Webb City tie-in was that Doc Webb, throughout his career as an entrepreneur, really tried unique and different things to please the customer, to bring more customers in. And he wasn't afraid to push the envelope. We do the same thing with our beer over here. And we really focus on French and Belgian inspired cellar barrel aged beers, which take a long time to make. So his tagline was the world's most unusual drugstore, and ours is the world's most unusual cellar.
Well, he invented the parking lot. He took Bristol-Myers to court and changed retailing across America.
The express lane. Yeah.
Doc Webb, stack it high and sell it cheap.
That's right. Exactly.
Story in and of itself. Well, Webb City Cellar is, I assume, used as a venue for events. So talk a little bit about the, you know, the capacity and the kind of parties and things you can put on here.
Yeah, what's fantastic about this space is that we can finally host events for groups, for people, and put them in a place that hopefully is intimate, appealing to the eye, and something that's special for them and for whatever they're doing. We were beginning to run out of space next door to do these types of things because we've been lucky enough to grow our production over the past 6 years, and that's a big thanks to the community and their support. And so this gives us extra room, additional space. We have the cellar bar, which is open regular hours Thursday through Sunday, but we can also do private events over here, so we can be doing many things at once, which is what we like.
1130 Baum Avenue, right around the corner from right between First Avenue North and Central.
Exactly. Yep.
What was the history of this building prior to you getting here?
You know, when we first moved in, this was a window and door company. We actually used this group for some of our windows in our original build. They left and relocated, and we were using it for storage for about 2 years, and we're coming up with different ways that we thought we could really utilize the space better and have it open up Baum Avenue and Central Avenue to this great edge district and be a little more welcoming site than just a vacant warehouse sitting there.
How large a group could you host here for, say, a party?
On the entire space, we can do about 200 people. And our upstairs private room where we're sitting now, 40 to 60 is about what we can do.
Right. Fabulous. Well, thank you, Nathan. Excellent job. It is a beautiful space. Come by and check out the bar, open daily, and you'll get a look at the space, and I think you'll perhaps get some ideas for parties or upcoming events. We are live at Webb City Cellar on this Thursday morning on RadioSt.Pete.com at about 19 before 9 o'clock, shortly after 9 today. Sponsors will be gathering for the 2019 St. Pete Run Fest, and they will be hearing a presentation from Ryan Jordan, and we'll speak to some of those sponsors as they arrive today. So we hope you'll stay tuned. At the moment, we're pleased to have with us Andy Graham, who is the CEO and managing partner of Big C. And tell us, let's start at the beginning. What is Big C?
Big C is a digital marketing agency based here in St. Pete. We were founded in 2005 and have grown the agency over the course of those years here in St. Pete. We do web design, web development, and digital marketing.
Well, you are in a fast-developing, fast-growing world. Describe your world 10 years ago versus today in terms of the digital assets that you have to deal with.
That's interesting. We're in a fast-changing sector in a fast-changing community, and so it's really been neat working with companies who came in that are just starting out in the St. Pete area, kind of find their footing as the city grows and changes around them. How to use digital, how to use social media was the question. People didn't know the difference between Facebook profiles and Facebook pages. You know, there wasn't a lot of opportunity, so it was kind of a Wild West. The rules are now a lot more defined, but they are constantly changing, and so staying on top of those things is one of our biggest challenges for sure.
What is, you know, in terms of the most widely used in terms of your client base here locally, what, you know, is it Facebook? Is it, what is it?
Sure. So we work with a lot of different clients, and it depends on their industry. So for our higher education clients, for instance, if we're doing admissions marketing, we're using a lot of email. And then they have to be, of course, present on Facebook and Instagram and things like that. We also have a lot of B2B clients, and the B2B clients are really using LinkedIn more. Still getting a lot of success and traction on Facebook as well. And then, of course, you have to have your search engine optimization and pay-per-click and those things as well. So, but we see a really high return on email marketing across almost every industry. So still doing a lot of that.
What's the history of the company? I see that you also have a presence out in Colorado Springs, Colorado. What's the story? Who owns it and how did it happen?
The Colorado office is a little bit of a selfish play on my part. I grew up in Wisconsin and I really missed winters and skiing. And so I was wondering, how could I finagle a way to design my life in such a way that I could get out to the mountains frequently, and that's what I did. So we opened an office. There's a really neat community there in Colorado Springs that's, I tell people, it's kind of what St. Pete was 15 years ago. They're really just starting to gel around a local presence, a creative community. There's a tech sector starting up, and it's a neat place to sort of get in on the ground floor. There's not a lot of competition in our space out there, and so we're really kind of put our roots down and have a couple employees out there that are growing the business for us.
Why would a company like Big C get involved with RunFest?
RunFest. We're huge proponents of St. Pete. We worked with the city on their website. We work on all kinds of local projects, and Ryan's a good friend, and we had a really fun time just designing and developing the website and being involved in the marketing. So it's just an enjoyable and fun experience. We'd like to do a lot of events that are located here and fun to be involved in.
Best way, obviously, to find out about you is visit your website, but what else should people do?
Yeah, that's it. You can visit our website, bigcea.co, or follow us on Instagram, I guess, right?
Terrific. Andy Graham, who is the CEO and managing partner of Big C. Again, that's bigcea.co is the website on 2nd Avenue here in St. Petersburg, Big C. Thank you, Andy. Great to have you with us. We're going to jump right in on Raphael from Kawa Coffee, who has just walked in the door. And I'm going to kind of walk over here. He will be surprised to see me. We are live on Radio St. Pete. Raphael, good to see you. Good to see you. Raphael from Kawa Coffee, a RunFest sponsor at this
yes.
event.
Yes, since day one. Yes, love it.
Terrific, terrific. What do you think is unique about this event, and what would cause you to invest in it as a sponsor of your Kawa Coffee locations?
When Ryan came to us and had an idea, we thought that was a fantastic idea. You know, St. Pete needs more and more events like that, the health benefit of it. I think the combination of all the sponsors is a great match, and it was obviously for us something obvious to do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're walking in here. I got halfway down here and realized, where's my Tampa Bay Rays shirt?
I know. Today.
Well, I'm still recovering from Monday and Tuesday night at the Trop.
Let's go Rays. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, you've got a big presence at Tropicana Field and a wonderful coffee operation right there behind 104, right behind my seat. So you're conveniently lucky.
Yeah, right. You like that. Right? The Rays have been great partners to work with. Yeah. Fantastic organization. It's been fun.
Yeah, great. Raphael, tell us a little bit about Kawa Coffee. And you've developed pretty dramatically. Many people might see you at a restaurant, see you at an event, know about your locations here in downtown St. Pete. But what all is going on?
We have 15 locations in Tampa Bay area right now. We're opening 4 more in the next 6 months. The brand is growing. We're pushing the wholesale, Whole Foods, Publix, Lucky's, all those, supermarket side of the business. And just keep on growing, keep having fun. We want to become, the number one coffee company in Florida. And I think we're on the way to do so.
I would say you are as well. Thank you, Raphael.
I'm Lisa Chase from Back to Normal Physical Therapy.
I remember. I believe we spoke last year.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think it was a much less comfortable scenario. It was kind of hot.
Yes,
I
think you're right. It was very hot. But this is a beautiful, space, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, tell us about, you kind of explained the business, but let's assume people didn't hear it last year. And what do you do? And
How am I involved with the St. Pete Run Fest? Okay. So Back to Normal is a physical therapy, wellness, and performance center. We're in right downtown St. Pete. And our specialty is really working with an active population, people that want to get better quicker. So we have lots of cutting-edge technologies that we use to speed healing and decrease pain. We do have a whole-body approach, so if somebody comes in just with a shoulder or a hip injury, we're really looking at the whole person and trying to figure out what was the cause of that injury so it doesn't happen again. We have partnered with the St. Pete Run Fest, and at the end of the run, we'll be having a great experience of the recovery zone. So we'll be offering massage therapy. We'll have stretching areas as well as foam rollers. We have Beamer technology, which is a pulse wave technology that increases the microcirculation in the body. So it's going to speed that healing, increasing oxygen and nutrient down to the cells, getting the toxicity out. Our runners loved it last year. We also have Elite Body Cryotherapy, who will be doing cryotherapy and Normatec compression. So we have a whole recovery zone in the athlete village, you know, where we're going to help athletes recover, because it's super important that they recover after their race to prevent injury and to maintain their performance.
Fabulous. So how can people find you and learn more about what you do?
Well, they can certainly go to our website at back2normalpt.com.
Okay. Back2normalpt.com.
You got it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks so much for joining
All
us.
All right.
My name is Jeff Pope. I'm the president and founder of Jump for Kids.
Yeah, and tell us about your connection with RunFest.
Our infrastructure organizes all of the volunteers for the alcohol, and we pull the alcohol license. We raise money for Jump for Kids, which is in 11 elementary schools around St. Pete, and Northeast High School, and then we're also up in Dunedin at Hop Home School.
How can people find out more about your organization, what you're doing?
Go to jumpforkidsfl.org.
With Joe Zioli from the city of St. Petersburg.
Good morning. Good morning.
Joe, I guess an event the size of RunFest with some 6,500 runners is a logistical challenge to a certain extent, and we need the city to enable that kind of event.
Yeah, as you know, St. Pete does big events very well. And the Run Fest is one of those, and we're really excited. We hope that it continues to grow, gets a lot more people engaged in participating, because it's all about being healthy, and that's what this community is about, is to try to get people the opportunities to come out and take that first step outside and enjoy what we have to offer in our downtown and throughout the city. And St. Pete Run Fest, I think, is one of the perfect ways to do that. So we're very excited.
Well, you know, we work, we live, we play, and play requires healthy living to play effectively. And I know Keep St. Pete Fit, if I have the right name of the thing.
Yeah, well, the Healthy St. Pete, the people that are putting on St. Pete Run Fest, Keith and Ryan and Claire Jordan, they just do an excellent job. They're really go about this in a professional way. Have built a great relationship with the community and the sponsors and the participants, and it just keeps getting better each year. So,
I believe you got involved yourself, did you not, a couple years ago? You're still looking fit.
Yeah, you know, they kind of convinced me to take that step and join in the races there. I'm on the low end of things. I'm on the 5K participation, but it's a good way to keep active and enjoy what's going on in St. Pete.
Joe Zioli from the city of St. Petersburg. Carrie?
Carrie Deanhart.
Okay, and...
What Destination Miles?
Destination Miles. Okay, tell us about how that works and your connection with St. Pete RunFest.
So how it works is Destination Miles is a race travel company, so it's helping simplify the racing experience for people who come from out of state, out of town, and just removes the hassle of having to plan and train so they can focus on their racing, and we'll focus on all the details of getting to the race and all that.
Oh,
so,
terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. And you do this, I assume, all over.
Yeah, well, I started originally here because St. Pete's such a great city. So St. Anthony's, St. Pete Run Fest, and Gasparilla are the key locations down here. So draw in the crowd and bring them here, because I think this is a great city. I think a lot of people should know about how fun there's a lot to do here.
Well, Well, this event, you know, started from scratch just a short time ago. It's already begun to grow, and I bet you have you can visualize even much bigger.
Yeah, Ryan's done such a great job in promoting this race. There's such a great community that helps support it. So, yes, I'm excited to be a part of this race.
Laura Moore, Executive Director with Girls on the Run.
Tell us about your organization.
So we use running to teach girls life skills. So things like managing emotions, making intentional decisions, helping others, resolving conflict. We do all that through a really fun, dynamic running curriculum.
What age group?
We do two programs. We have a third through fifth grade program and a sixth through eighth grade program.
Wow. What are the differences as the girls become women?
Oh, so there's a lot of pressures on girls right now to really kind of live up to like really weird and crazy and unfair expectations, you know, kind of before they even really know who they are yet. And so our goal is to help our girls figure out who they are, what their values are, and give them strategies to be able to, you know, kind of deal with growing up and navigate their world while being true to who they are.
Wow, that's fabulous. And how can folks find you, your website, and other information?
They can find us at our website. It's GOTRTampa.org. Or on our Facebook, and it's Girls on the Run Greater Tampa Bay on Facebook.
My name is Cody from St. Pete Running Company. We're the community running store here in town.
Absolutely. I know it well, and your connection is obvious with St. Pete Run Fest.
Once their bid got approved a few years ago, we were like, we have to meet these guys. Yeah. And he beat us to the punch. He came and introduced himself, he and his brother Keith. Yeah. And since then, it's been just a dynamite relationship. And I think one of the big reasons is shared values. We both have this common denominator goal where we want a healthier and more active community, and so everything we do has the community in mind with that purpose moving forward. It's when you look at the trajectory he's taking so far, and you're getting bigger, but you're still able to produce a world-class race with like a small race feel, all the little things, right down to race merchandise, which we partner with them on, or affiliate and sponsor breakfast, like what he's doing today. It's really a cool thing moving forward, and I wish these guys the absolute best. I'm so excited to see where this goes in the future. And I might just say that running in Florida in the summer is a hard task to do, and we talk to runners all day, every day, and all of a sudden, these last few years, the everyday runner, the average runner is coming into our shop in August during the dog days, and they're invigorated and they're so excited to be training, and they're like, my training starts very soon, and they're talking about RunFest and what events they're going to do, what their goal is. So it's really sparked some motivation in the community in the months where running typically takes a back seat.
Tell us about the company.
Yeah, so it's owned by my wife and I. We're both runners. We fell in love in college. We moved to St. Pete. I've worked retail my whole life, basically, and we put together this store to be like a community running store. We are right next to the Pinellas Trail, fittingly, and it's on 22nd Avenue North in St. Pete, basically across the street from the Tyrone Square Mall. And it's a running store, but a whole lot more. So we have training groups, like for St. Pete Run Fest, we have a big training group for that. We do community events, more than 100 fun and engaging community events throughout the duration of the entire year. Yeah, and then we really like community events like this, such as the race, to get things going and just help elevate a community. And just like what the Jordan brothers say, you know, rising tide is going to float all the boats. StPeteRunningCo.com, or you can just get on Facebook and type in St. Pete Running Company. We sort of got our fingers on the pulse. We're up to combined, I would say, 14,000-15,000 unique followers. And so we kind of get an understanding for what's going on in the community. And if anybody wants to start running, typically we're the place they come. Also, we're also the welcome wagon for people who moved to St. Pete. We had someone just Monday. We had five new runners at our community run. Three of them had just arrived in St. Pete, one of them the day before. And so they've been following St. Pete Running Company on the social channels, and they've been following, actually, St. Pete Run Fest. They were already educated about the race and what it is and when it is. And they come to our run to engage and interact with other runners and get entrenched into the this thriving and growing running community right here in our beautiful little city of St. Pete.
So for now, from Web City Cellar in downtown St. Petersburg, Joe Bordeaux, thanks for listening. We return you to our studio.
Clearwater Beach, Seminole, Largo, the Reddingtons.
24/7. We are RadioSaintPete.com.